Matthew chapter 12. I just want to look at one passage of scripture, and I want to talk with you this evening about divided vision. Divided vision. Or I could say division. And we're going to look at that in a minute. But in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 25, Jesus is doing the speaking. Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand." Now he goes on to say about Satan's kingdom being divided, but that's not what we're looking at this particular time. A God-ordained ministry has a God-ordained purpose. And Satan knows all this, and he works through Christians as much as he works through anybody. And they come under his influence, and they don't even know they're under his influence. We can enhance ministry or we can hinder ministry. When I'm saying ministry, I'm talking about what the will and purpose of God is. I believe that every God-ordained, and here again I use the phrase God-ordained because there's many ministries, many churches that God doesn't have anything to do with. This is man's idea. Man came up with it. Man appointed himself. Man started his own ministry. Now the interesting thing about that is if they'll anywhere in there talk about the Word of God, God honors His Word. And people mistake that for thinking that God approves of that particular ministry. It's not that God approves of it at all. God honors His Word. And we've got to understand that because people get deceived constantly. And the way this came to me was through the word division. And I wanted to check myself out to make sure I was right. So when you look at the word division, you take it D-I. D-I means two or double. And then obviously vision is dealing with the ability to see or to plan. And so when you look at division, you're looking at two plans, two sites, instead of one site. And the amazing thing about it is how things can start with the vision that God has put in a person. And how once that thing gets started, others come in and think they need to change that vision that God gave. And it's an amazing thing. And you have to understand how I make this statement, okay, because I'm not trying to bash anybody or anything like that. But the video that just played, I was sitting there thinking how people think they have a better idea. They want to enhance God's message when God's message will stand for itself. You follow me? And we don't need all the busy stuff to distract. I'm trying to follow the lyrics of the song and can't even follow the lyrics of the song for all the other stuff up on the board. People think they're doing right. They think they're doing good. But in reality, they're distracting from what God really has intended. When vision is divided, it affects God's plan in a negative way. You just think about it. The problem with this nation today is it has two visions. It's divided. The people in power right now are wanting one world government. That's their vision. The people, the common core of the nation, want freedom. And so this regime redefines freedom. It defines freedom from a communist perspective. Two visions. Now here's what he said. The kingdom can't stand. It'll be destroyed. You understand? When you divide a kingdom, it'll destroy it. When you divide a house, it can't stand. You understand? Whether it's the house of God or any other house, when you divide it, it can't stand. And incidentally, I don't have a hidden agenda here. I'm just sharing with you what's been shared with me. Okay? And so, kingdoms that are divided are brought to desolation. And actually, if you look that word up in the Greek, it means to lay waste. Then it says a city or house that's divided will not stand. And it literally means that. It can't stand against any of the opposition. A twofold cord is not easily broken, is it? They're stronger than one. And then when you get a three, it's even stronger, right? And so Satan knows all this. So division is one of his means that he uses to prevent God's will from being accomplished. It's amazing how God can start something and how Satan can creep into it. I was just reading this afternoon, for instance, Solomon dedicating the temple that he had built for the Lord. And I mean, this is awesome. In the prayer that he prayed, and how God honored that prayer, and later God appears to Solomon in a dream. I heard your prayer. In this house, I have chosen Jerusalem perpetually. My name will stay on this house perpetually. That's how he begins his conversation in this dream with Solomon. But then he says, if you do not follow me, I'll lay it waste. Don't get another vision. You understand? Stay single-minded. Stay with the vision I gave you. Stay with God. But what happened to Solomon? Through intermarriage with heathen women who worshipped other gods, what happened? Solomon started getting different vision. He started being influenced to go away from God. What happened? Ultimately, that temple was destroyed and the people were dispersed out of the land. Even though it was God's purpose for them, for his name to rest on Jerusalem and on that house forever. But there was a contingency. You have to do it God's way. You have to stay with God's vision. You can't incorporate some other vision into that. Many Christians are influenced into going away from God. You know, a popular government in many denominations is congregation rule, which is mob rule. It's the vision of the people. It's not the vision of God. And when you start getting people together, and then what's going to happen? This person wants this. This person wants this. This person wants that. You know what you have? A divided house. You have divided vision. And when you have divided vision, they're not going in the same direction. And it's extremely important that the body of Christ unite and go in the direction of God. It's not my opinion. This message that we're presenting tonight is not my opinion. It's just something God's given me because God thinks there's a problem. And if God thinks there's a problem, there's a problem. Now understand, he doesn't talk just to talk. And he doesn't want vision divided. He wants us united around his will and purpose. Now, here's the interesting thing about vision, division, or two visions. You can have two visions that have merit, but you know neither one of them will be fulfilled because of conflict of interest. I want this, I want that. And so now you have a tug of war. And you're not going to go with God. Even though you try, you can't get there. Because there's pulling, there's undermining. You understand? And this is a major problem in churches today. How many churches have split because of two visions? I want this, I want that. Now, this is, from the very beginning, God gave me the vision for Thomas World Outreach Center in India on a hotel room. And it was somewhat very supernatural and awesome time that the Spirit of God just started speaking to me about the vision. As a matter of fact, it started out as a rebuke that I had taken the name Thomas for World Outreach Center, the way he said it to me, you've taken the name too frivolously. And he gave it to me in an acrostic, TWOC. Thomasville, the location. World, the vision to reach out to the world. Outreach, obviously, is outreach. Center is just the location where you reach out to the world. I mean, he broke that down in so simple that I could understand it. You follow me? Now, with that, he said this emphatically: I do not want another community church. That was very emphatic. He didn't even call it a church. He said, an outreach center, and I want, the vision of it is to reach out to the world. He said, you won't reach all the world. I'm not asking you to do that. I'm telling you to reach out to the world. You follow me? And some people have the idea that they're going to reach the world. No, you're not going to reach the world. It takes many ministries to do that. But we reach out to the world. We make the message available to anyone, especially through the means of internet and things like this. We can make this available all over the world. We can send people out, and we do, to other nations with the gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, that's our message. I'm not interested in any of the razzle-dazzle stuff. I'm not interested in promoting any person or any organization. You don't go out and talk about Thomasville World Outreach Center. You go out and talk about Jesus. You talk about the kingdom of God. You don't go out talking about yourself and your great feats and all this. Now you're changing the vision. The vision is to get the message out. And we don't want two visions or three visions or four visions or 40. We want one vision, and that is the vision that God has given us to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God. You follow me? And so it wants us to stay single-minded in that vision. And so the fulfillment of ministry vision requires people of compatible vision working together. Now, the interesting thing is everybody's not compatible. And let me qualify that statement, okay? God has not called us to pull everybody under one roof, as so many people are trying to do. They think bigger's better. And a lot of times, bigger will work against you. Is it God? If God tells you to go bigger, go bigger. But if it's not God, then don't do it. Well, another thing that God spoke to me in that hotel room in India was I saw it in the form of an inverted pyramid like this. And he said, the point is your base. The wide part is your vision. And he said, never make the base bigger than the vision. Never, he told me this. He said, never enlarge the base until it can't reach the vision. But do you know how ministry is? It's got the pyramid. The base is the biggest thing. The vision's the point. It's the smallest thing on it. And so all the energies, all the finances and everything get expended on the base, and then the base becomes the field of ministry, not the world. You follow me? And God wants us to stay true to the vision that He's given us. Now, God puts things in individuals' hearts, vision, purpose. Everybody's purpose is not fulfilled under one roof, under one ministry. Let me put it that way. Let me give you an example. Some people have the vision to feed the hungry, to dig wells, or do these type things. Well, that's honorable. I'm not bashing that. But that's not our vision. And so to come in here and say, I think we should dig wells, you're in the wrong place. That's not what God told me to do. And what you're asking me to do would be to step out from what God told me to do. People will do that with your personal life. Listen, if you don't fulfill the dream God put in you, you'll fulfill somebody else's dream. You'll find yourself following their pattern instead of the pattern of God. And God wants us to be single-minded in vision. I know what God told me from the beginning, and I don't plan to deviate from that at all. And, you know, there's been things that have happened along the way that have put me to the test of whether or not I'm going to stay true to what God's told me. I had a couple, and I'll be very vague with this, to want to meet with me on a Saturday morning, and I met with them, and they started telling me how they thought the church should run. And I told them, I said, you know, the best of my ability, I'm following the Spirit of God, and I'm doing what the Lord tells me to do. And I don't plan to change from that. And so then they threatened me. Well, if you don't, we're going to leave the church. Now, the whole time I'm asking God, how do I deal with these people? I mean, what do I say? I don't want this to be flesh. Flesh came. I don't want to counter flesh with flesh. You understand? But I want to speak by the Spirit of God. And all of a sudden, just the Spirit of the Lord rose up in me and said, and this is what I said to the people. You know, I know that all ministries aren't compatible to this ministry. And if you find that what you feel like you should do is not compatible here, then don't leave mad. Let me pray with you and bless you before you leave. You understand? But the bottom line is, you can go ahead and leave because your vision is not going to fit this vision. You follow me? But don't leave mad. I'm not mad at you. If this is what God's called you to do, you go with what God's called you to do. But then respect us enough to let us go with what God's called us to do. Now, you have to take that stand in your personal life. I'm using me or the church, but I'm really talking to you on a personal thing, okay? Because people will try to divert you and get you going a direction that God didn't call you to do. I've had some very good friends that have tried to get me to assist them in ministry in a different area, in a different way. And I told them, I said, for me to do that, I would have to disobey God. And I'm not willing to do that because that's not what God's called me to do. You have to stay true to your vision. Now, there's a lot of things out there that will bait you and entice you. I mean, it looks good. You can go for the gold or you can go for God. You understand? You can go for the fame, you can go for the prestige, or you can go for the approval of God. And we're going to have to get a single mind with our vision set on God, not to be looking to the left or the right, but to keep that vision that God's put in your heart. You go toward that vision. And if it doesn't fit in this ministry, then find a ministry that vision fits. You understand? Don't try to divide a ministry, but go to a ministry to where you can actually be an asset to it. Does all this make sense? Okay. Because it's just like this building with all the brick. Some brick are right on top of one another and joined to one another. Some are on a different side of the building. It's not that one's more important than the other. Some ministry can work hand in glove. Other ministries can't work together, but that doesn't mean that that's a bad ministry. You with me? There's some ministries I can't work with. Now here's why. We have different vision. It's not that they're bad. It's just they have a different vision. And so to work with that, I would have to violate what God's called me to do. And I'm not willing to do that. God wants us established in the vision that He's put in our heart. So what's God put in you? Then you pursue that with all your heart. You don't look to the left or to the right. You just stay true to the course that God set you on. And don't try to follow other courses. And people will give you bad advice. Here again, I just read them today. You know, Rehoboam forsook good advice to follow bad advice. And I thought, this is what's going on in the world today. They get rid of the old and bringing in the young bucks, and the young bucks are destroying. You understand? It cost Rehoboam 10 tribes by forsaking the council. Now, I know God had already prophesied it. I know that. But I'm just telling you, Rehoboam made the choice not to follow the counsel of God. The counsel of the men who had been counselors to his father, you know, they'd heard the wisdom of him and operated with wisdom themselves. Let me tell you, you go to the Ancient of Days for your wisdom. Don't go to the young. Don't start asking people what they think God's will is for your life. You go to God. And you find out what God put on the inside of you and stay single-minded. And if God moves on your heart to start some type of ministry, don't let anyone change the vision of that ministry. You stay true to what God called you to do. You understand that? Because Satan is a master at bringing division. It can be a large group. It can be a small group. It can be between two people. You understand? I had a situation that happened to me years ago. And I knew by the Spirit that actually it was my pastor, that there was something between us. And so I went to him and I said, I need to talk to you. And I said, it's very important for me to say this. You may not need to hear it, but I need to say it. That I want you to know that I would never do anything to hurt you or to work against you. Because little rumors get started and things, you know, get out and try to divide. It was trying to divide a friendship that God had put together. And so what you do is you nip that thing in the bud. You take care of it right then. And that guy and I mean, that turned that thing right then, and it shut the door to the devil. You understand? don't ever work against anybody. If you can't work with them, don't work against them. Jesus said, if you're not for me, you're against me. You understand? And so you understand what you're to do, your purpose in life, and you work with people who share that same vision. That's what I mean by compatibility. People who are compatible to the vision that God has put on the inside of you. You follow? And if, when you do that, it may make you unpopular. People may get a little upset with you and all that, but I'd rather have people to be upset with me than God. You with me? And we're talking about things that have eternal value, not just temporary. And it's so easy to get caught up in the here and now that you forget what the here and now is all about. That this is just preparation. Is the song Gabook Brothers sing, I'm only passing through on my way home. You understand? And so I want to get it right here. And I want God to be able to trust me with a vision here, rather than to have divided vision and not go anywhere. You're just constantly spinning your wheels, And I've seen it happen so often. I've seen so many ministries stopped. It could have been powerful had they stayed true to course. You know, I've worked with ministries in the past that we don't work as close with anymore. No problem. Not mad. No problem like that. It had a course to run. And you got to know when the course is. And a lot of that was just training for me. Do you understand? Now, when boot camp's over, then you don't need to stay in boot camp. You go on and do what you were trained to do. And we're unique in that I have known from the very beginning. It was the Bible College Spirit Training Center. And the Lord's told me that you train people. You train them to go out. And a lot of people, you want to hoard what you've trained. What did you train them for? If we're training them to go represent the Lord, then why not release them to go represent the Lord? I'm going to tell you what happens. If you don't release it, you're going to get more than one vision in the camp. And you get more than one vision in the camp, you're going to have friction. You're going to have dissension. And it's going to stop you from doing what God wants you to do. Now, when God joins something together, then the only thing that should separate that would be God saying so. I think a lot about Paul and Barnabas. How God put them together. Acts 13, separating to me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I've called them. But because flesh got in the way, Barnabas wanted this, Paul wanted this. Both of them were good men. You understand? But they let flesh divide what God put together. Different vision. Barnabas had taken Paul, under his wing when people didn't want much to do with him. So Barnabas decided that he would take John Mark under his wing. And Paul was not real happy with John Mark. That dissension of flesh brought a division in what God had put together. Now the interesting thing about it is, Barnabas was still in ministry. Paul was still in ministry. They both did some good things. Later on, Paul writes and says, send John Mark to me. He's useful now. You understand? And so I don't care who you are and how how spiritual you are. You're still in a body of flesh, and if you don't stay on top of it, you can bring a division. Outward man, inward man, can bring a division. And God wants the inside focused on Him to bring the outside focused on Him, to where this vehicle that we live in carries out the will and purpose of God instead of trying to divert and do different things. And it's a tug of war when the outward man and the inward man don't agree. You can read about it in the 7th chapter of Romans. You understand? The outward man wants to do one thing. The inward man wants to do something else. And God wants us to get this thing under control. Get the flesh subject to the spirit, the physical body subject to the inward man. So your vision's not divided in yourself. You follow me? And then you find yourself doing things that your flesh doesn't want to do. You think about Jesus going to the cross, the agonizing in the Garden of Gethsemane. Flesh has a vision. Inward man has a vision. The body says, I'm not wanting to suffer. The inward man's saying, you have to. That's why we're here. And so you have to pull that vision together. Not my will. Not the will of the body, but the will of God. Where the will of God's accomplished through the body. And so we do that on an individual level. We do that in a corporate level, regardless of what it is. And, you know, things run their course too. God gives you a vision for something. And I'm thinking about, you know, with Robert, with the men on the Fridays. That's something God's put in his heart. You stay with what God's put in your heart. And you'll know when that course is run. You'll know when it's over. If it's time for it to be over, you'll know. And then don't beat the dead horse. And when that's accomplished, what it's supposed to accomplish, God will have something else. And you just stay with that, okay? But don't let anyone try to divert you from the vision of what God's put on the inside of you. It's amazing how many people have better ideas. But it's not a better idea if it's not God. Okay? So don't let your vision be divided. Stay single-minded. Stay with the vision that God's given you. And what's happened to the modern day church is they developed their own, moved away from the vision of God, and that's why the church as a whole is not real effective in society. But thank God there's a body of Christ that is. There's a lot of religious people out there, but how many follow God's vision versus how many have started their own? I've had people to come to me and tell me that they want to start a church or they want to start a ministry. And my first response to that is, why? Well, I think I'd like to do this. I said, well, let me ask you this. Has God said? That's the bottom line. If God hasn't said it, then why are you doing it? If you do that, you're missing what God has for your life. Find out what God says before you take that leap. You follow me? Well, I think I'm just going to go plant a church over here, and if people start attending, I'll know it's the will of God. That's not the way you find the will of God. You talk to God and get His will and then do His will. You don't go fishing. You follow me? Get the vision first and stay true to the vision. This is one thing, I think about Paul when he's standing before Agrippa. He said, he had been true to the heavenly vision that was given to him. And I'm telling you, you follow his life and his ministry, and you'll find that he did not deviate from the ministry that God had given him. He stayed true to the ministry to the end. He had one message, Jesus Christ. It didn't matter where he went, it was Jesus Christ. He didn't matter what the opposition was, it was Jesus Christ. He's not moving from the vision. You understand? When the Judaizers come in and want to add to the vision, get saved by Jesus and then get circumcised. That's double vision. You don't need that. Jesus is enough. You don't need to add to. Stay with the purity of the gospel message. Stay true to the vision that God's given you. And understand in your heart, if the people that you work with, are they compatible as far as assisting you in doing what God's called you to do? If they are, yoke up and don't let anything come between that. If they're not, then bow out gracefully. But stay true to the vision of God. Don't have divided vision. Amen? Okay. That's the message. Interesting? But that's the message. And I believe it's right on time. So I make no apology. Yeah, in the territory, your hands with us to keep us from evil, so that we do not cause pain. You bless us and keep us. You make your face to shine upon us. You're gracious unto us. You lift up your countenance upon us and you give us peace. So, Lord, we invite you to rise up. Let your enemies be scattered, and those who hate you, live before you. Amen. Amen.